Now, students attending the Munster Technological University Kerry campus are concerned about getting accommodation after some who are providing them accommodation for the academic year have decided to go into the long-term letting market. With me in line to talk about this is Students' Union President at the MTU Kerry, Chris Clifford. Chris, good morning to you.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Listen, Chris, what is it looking like? Traditionally, and maybe this is a generalisation, but we've seen in the major cities, the bigger cities, big pressure on accommodation for students over the last number of years. Traditionally, Tralee was relatively well supplied when it came to this. Has that picture been changing, do you think?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Tralee, we've kind of got away with it in comparison to the big cities. But no, this year, no, one of the accommodation providers has, as you said, decided to opt into the long-term residence. So it kind of puts us in a bit of a situation, which is a shame, really. We've kind of put it out there now to let's say landlords, if they're willing. That's another reason why I'm here today. If there's anyone available to rent their accommodation to get it out there for students, it would be fantastic, because it's a very concerning issue, to be honest.
Yeah. From the management company involved, people were getting in touch trying to book accommodation that they were in the year before. And, just said, look, following a recent meeting, the management company, the owners decided as a group that the house will no longer be available to our management company. And from 31st of August, as owners, we subsequently decided to take back their houses for the purpose of long-term letting. And that's the reality of it. Changes in the market, pressures on, huge demand on the long-term letting side as well, Chris, which has led to this situation.
Absolutely. And the only reason we were made aware of it is because of students actually getting in touch with us. The management actually didn't let us know that this happened, so it was very, very last minute, because students would have put deposits down. Deposits were actually returned to these students, so it was just a case of if they kind of let them know maybe a bit earlier, they might have been able to put extra plans in place. It's very kind of, as far as we know, it's been under a month since students have been let know about this situation, which is a real shame, really. It puts students in a bit of a tizzy. It's a big problem for them.
Yeah. And from there, then, that's the students who know they're going to MTU. What about those who don't know yet from leaving cert results at the start of September?
Exactly. There's obviously, with it becoming a TU, obviously demand is going to increase in the long term. So this is where we're greatly concerned around accommodation and where there is going to be accommodation. It's just to urge, if there's any landlords listening today, then they're willing to put their accommodation out to students. We greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. If it doesn't get sorted, Chris, depending on where people live, will this be adding to the issue of people having to travel to and from the campus from long distances?
Absolutely. We've seen it a little bit last year, and last year obviously some of the classes were still remote, and we've still seen students travelling from as far as Waterford. So, travelling on a day-to-day basis, a 3-hour journey, 6-hour
Waterford, round trip, as far as that?
Yeah. We had one or two students. We had one student from Waterford. We had a couple of students from Cork as well. So it's not ideal. It's definitely not the not great now. In fairness,
Chris, what's the answer to this? I mean, obviously it's longer term things. As this level of accommodation goes into private market, you're looking for more student accommodation, purpose built perhaps in some areas. It won't be a quick fix.
No, it won't be. Now, in fairness to MTU, they're looking at building their own accommodation in the long term. So fingers crossed that long term can be reduced as fast as possible, because, as I said, with it being a TU, demand is just going to increase greatly, and it's badly, badly needed all over the country, not just in Tralee as well.
Are you encouraging any students who are in difficulty to contact yourselves to see if you can link them up with people?
Yeah, if any students, we're urging students, to contact us if they have any queries or questions. All they have to do is look up MTU Kerry Students' Union online, and they can get all our details, and we can do our best to help them out.
Yeah, Chris, the new academic year, when it comes, that issue of the Leaving Cert results not coming out till the first few days in September, I'd imagine you're going to get very busy with people trying to sort things out, sort all sorts of issues out in a very short time frame this year.
Absolutely, yeah, with the Leaving Cert results, because first years are starting later again this year. It's the 25th of September, while second to fourth years back on the 12th of September. So, I think it's going to be very busy, because it's going to be high in demand once the Leaving Cert results are out and students know where they're going.
Yeah. Chris, did you expect something that this might happen one day in Tralee? With the increase of popularity and the way the property market and the housing market is going at the moment?
Absolutely, it's something I discussed last year. I thought we got away very lightly last year from speaking with other students' unions. They had a very hard time, and we were very lucky last year that we only had we had cases, but minimal cases that we got sorted more or less all the time. So this year now is going to be a real challenge, which is disappointing, really.
Yeah, and then there is, I suppose, it's another aspect as well. Is it still up in the air to an extent, or do you have a full picture of how much time students will be spending on campus and in campus? And could things be helped a little bit by it if there is a certain level of remote learning that continues on from the pandemic?
Well, there's so many arguments on remote learning. You know, some people think it's great, some people are against it. As far as we can see, we understand that everything is going to be on site, which is the way learning has been done historically, you know. So I think that is the way forward, but it's just this accommodation situation is worrying. And even with accommodation providers, some accommodation providers do require a permit to park, which is another concern big time, you know.
How do you mean a permit to park?
So they have limited parking spaces available, so students are required a car permit. So, like, let's say 400 students, 160 spaces, you know, it doesn't really add up. And what students have been encouraged to do is apply for a permit in town and park in town, but sure, that's absolutely unrealistic, you know.
Yeah. So if you need a car, if you're going to or from, if you're, let's say, spending a certain amount of time remotely, then that's an issue where you put your car when you're at home, when you're back in your base trying to get your courses done.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you're expected to park 20 minutes away from where you're living, you know, these things are just unrealistic and require public transport, you know, yourself, public transport in Kerry, it's a struggle. So trying to expect students to travel from here when they're travelling from all over the country, you know, we have students that are in Donegal, you can't be expecting them, if they don't have a permit, to try and get a bus down. So yeah, it is worrying. And the last thing we want is residents of Tralee worried about MTU students taking parking spaces, you know.
Yeah. Chris, finally, listen, the Oireachtas Joint Committee on third level, it published a report on the future funding of the sector a few weeks ago. It signalled an increase in Exchequer funding, reprioritisation of the TUs and a review of the SUSE grant system. Now, I'd imagine you'd welcome the review of the SUSE grant system, but still, there's a big question about how much money will come from the Exchequer to fund third level, because it has been underfunded for the last 10 years.
Absolutely, yeah, because the accommodation thing is one of the biggest ones. Anyway, we've been told that that funding will be made available for the accommodation, but sooner rather than later. And the SUSE grants, at least that increase, you know, it's a benefit in a sense that we're getting somewhere with it slowly but surely, you know.
Yeah, that should be the case. Okay, Chris, well, listen, stay in touch with us and let us know what the situation is. But you're saying again, any landlords out there, if you are getting into the game for students' accommodation, contact the students' union, because you have increasing demand.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
perfect.
Great stuff. Chris Clifford there of the Munster Technological University Kerry Students' Union, president of the students' union, talking about that decision that was made by a large accommodation provider traditionally in student accommodation to go into the long-term letting market. Lots of people scrambling now for accommodation places in Tralee for next year, and that's even before you talk about the numbers who will be coming following finding out what exactly they've gotten in the Leaving Cert and what offers they've had on the CAO. If you have a view on that or opinion on it, get in touch with us on the show. Keep your comments and views coming into us on the programme as well. We have our competition, Spec Savers, to get to. We'll be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Daniel O'Donnell at the INEC in the Gleneagle. We'll have that and more on the way after we take these.